The most notorious show of the year is finally with us. The Idol, a new six-part television drama starring Lily Rose Depp as a young American pop idol named Jocelyn, looking to relaunch her career following a nervous breakdown ahead of a new album on tour. Jocelyn meets Tedros, played by Abel Tesfaye, a shady nightclub owner with whom she begins a troubling relationship. Who exactly is this mysterious figure and what does he have planned for Jocelyn's career? That's for us to find out. The Idol arrives on screen amidst a wave of pre-release controversy. The biggest question is this, though: is it any good? Chris Wasser has been watching it. He's with me in studio now. Hold off on the judgment just for a second. And let's hold off even on the controversy just for a second.
Sure.
What's it about, and who is this character that that Lily Rose Depp is playing, Jocelyn?
Yeah, I guess The Idol is about a pop idol. Mm. And Lily Rose Depp is Jocelyn. We understand that she's had some level of international fame as a pop star. And that at some point along the way, perhaps during a tour, everything went sideways. Her mother died, which we haven't really gotten into yet, but we know that following that, her career, her personal life went a little off the rails. She did suffer a nervous breakdown. She spent some time in a hospital. And now, surrounded by a feverish team of handlers, you know, PR types, creative directors, a number of managers, a big comeback is being orchestrated. There's a new single in the pipeline, there's a new album, a new tour, which we have a Live Nation chief, you know, panicking about the concert tickets. So the big question is Jocelyn okay? And her PR handlers seem to think she's okay, but we spend a little bit of time with her and we realise she might not be.
All right, but I'll come back to that side of the story as well. What about the Tedros character here? He sounds like the shadiest fella ever, is he?
I think when we first encounter Tedros, we know straight away he is bad news. The only way he could be more bad news is if he wore a sign saying, "I'm a bad guy."
He meets a bad guy written all over him.
He really does. I mean, everyone around Jocelyn says, "This guy is a bit icky, this guy's a bit iffy, what are you doing?" She meets him after a very long day of dance rehearsals, after speaking to a reporter from Vanity Fair, after preparing for a tour, doing a photo shoot, and he runs a club in LA and he points her out in the crowd. He comes down to her, he demands a dance with her, and for reasons that are beyond us, the two of them are drawn to one another.
All right, let's listen to a clip. This is quite early on. I think it's possibly their first encounter. In fact, Lily Rose Depp is Jocelyn meeting Tedros, played by Abel Tesfaye. Big debate around pop music here. She's disillusioned, but he's playing the nice guy a little bit at this point in time. And I should warn you that in the midst of this nightclub conversation, there is a little bit of rough language.
When can I hear this new album?
Never.
Never?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Because it's like stupid and I hate it and you're gonna hate it too.
You hate it? How can you put out something you hate?
Well, you obviously don't work in the music industry. Pop music is just superficial.
I think Prince would disagree with you.
I love Prince.
You're gonna call When Doves Cry fucking superficial?
No. I love that song.
Huh? If that song came out today, it'd be a smash tomorrow.
So all I have to do is make music like Prince?
I didn't say that.
Easy. I'll just do that.
No.
Why didn't I think of that?
I didn't say that. You can't make music like Prince. Pop music is like the ultimate Trojan horse. You get people to dance, you get people to sing along, to say whatever you want. Shit's powerful.
I like you.
I like you too. You got the best job in the world. You should be having way more fun.
That's Abel Tesfaye there as Tedros and Lily Rose Depp as Jocelyn in a scene from the new series The Idol. Chris Wasser has been watching it for us. Yeah, at the surface level at any rate, he seems like a solid enough guy in that scene. It possibly gets worse after that, Chris, but she is whip smart.
She is, but he's also mansplaining pop music to a pop singer, which is a troubling start. And when they tell one another that they like each other, especially when we hear Jocelyn tell Tedros that she likes him, we've seen nothing from him before that to say, you know, that he's a likable character. You know, we just see her kind of, you know, getting down from his DJ booth and kind of almost literally climbing up on top of her and being all over her. And as I said, all of her friends and her handlers are saying to her, "This guy is iffy, what are you doing?"
Her friends and handlers, I'm not sure that I'd want all of them as my friends or handlers.
No, there are some problematic characters in here. We have record label executive portrayed by Jane Addams. Her name is Nikki, and she is She doesn't seem to care. She kind of makes light of, Jocelyn's mental health troubles in the past, because we come into this photo shoot, and during the photo shoot for her new album, Jocelyn is wearing a gown and a sort of a hospital bracelet. So they're kind of commenting on what has happened to Jocelyn, but her handlers are making a joke out of it. We have another portrayed by Hank Azaria. He's one of their managers. He literally locks an intimacy coordinator in a bathroom and pays someone $5,000 to keep him in there because this intimacy coordinator is getting in the way of the photo shoot. So that should give you an idea of what that
guy's
like.
Is there anybody, her creative director, the Xander character?
Is he
a bit on her side?
Troy Sivan's a little bit on her side. You know, he kind of, you know, expresses his worry that there's perhaps a little bit too much nudity in the photo shoot, because Jocelyn, you know, it said in her nudity rider that there wasn't going to be. One guy who seems to be on her side, Dan Levy's another manager, who kind of, you know, maybe is kind of looking out for her, but they're all just trying to keep the money train going. They're all there for one reason.
All right, let's listen to again Lily Rose Depp. This is the photo shoot for the new album. Troy Sivan is there as Xander, but there's also that Nikki Katz character played by Jane Addams, and Hank Azaria's Chaim, who's locked the intimacy coordinator in the bathroom. It's a disturbing discussion, this, in some ways. Let's have a listen.
But what is the image saying?
That she's young, beautiful, and damaged.
And not damaged. She had problems that she overcame beautifully.
Okay. The robe, the hospital wristband. I mean, are we romanticizing mental illness?
Absolutely.
And you're fine with that? That's cool.
You people are so out of touch.
Oh, here we go.
You people.
You college-educated internet people.
Okay, yeah, you're criticizing me for going to college.
Oh, will you let people enjoy sex, drugs, and hot girls, okay? Stop trying to cock-block America.
No, Mickey, I'm not some sort of prude. I just don't think that with everything that she has been through, she should be wearing the hospital wristband.
Mental illness is sexy.
No, it's not.
Yeah. If you live in Sioux City, Iowa, you are never going to meet a girl like Jocelyn.
That's the beautiful Nikki Katz, the character there played by Jim Adams, referring to mental illness as sexy. That's quite a disturbing type of debate, Chris, that's thrown up in the Idol. Is it dealt with in any way?
No, not at all. What you hear is what you get. And what I mean by that is we don't kind of delve any deeper into any of the discussions or any of the themes or any of the topics presented here. And there's a sense that the weekend Tess Fey was at one point saying that this show might piss people off. That's what he says about this. And that was kind of maybe the aim at some stage. You can tell that because some of the conversations coming off it doesn't feel as though they're part of a plot. It feels as though they're there to just antagonize us, which gets annoying.
And is that the controversy that dogged it, or are there others?
No, there are others, John. There's an awful lot of controversy surrounding this. The key issue being that around April 2022, after 4 or 5 months of production, HBO announced that there was going to be a massive overhaul on this show, and that 80% of it was supposed to have been done. We had a different director, Amy Semetz, it was running the show, and a new cast all of a sudden was brought in. Sam Levinson, who developed the show with Abel Tesfaye, he was brought in to reshoot, to rewrite, to direct. There were all these reports that apparently The Weeknd said that, quote, the show had gone too much into a female perspective and that he wasn't getting a look in anymore. There was an awful lot of bad reports about this.
And then there was the whole controversy at Cannes. Should a TV show be getting shown there?
There was that.
Is it worth watching, yes or no?
It's horrible. It really is, yeah. It tries to be a satire, but it's constantly explaining what it's trying to satirize, and that's not good enough. It's very badly acted. Lily Rose Depp comes off an awful lot better than Abel because she is an actor, but it's quite nasty and mean spirited, and I just couldn't get past that. I'd say give it a miss.
Give it a miss is what Chris Wasser is saying about The Idol, available on Sky Atlantic and on the streaming service Now.